Aight, motherfuckers. It's your boy Patrick in the house. We talking hip hop today.
Patrick.
Damn it, Patrick!
I am humbled.
Really just got my mind swirling, man.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for making this show. It has had a profoundly positive impact on me.
Truly, truly life-enriching.
Hello, humans. Welcome to The Great Everything, the world's only podcast dedicated to art, donuts, and transformation. I'm Patrick, a former banking lawyer who saw the light and quit to devote my existence to culture and philosophy, the greatest self-improvement tools of all.
Shut your raggedy ass up and sit the fuck down!
You're too much, Patrick. Honestly, you are just too much.
When I talk about donuts, as in art, donuts, and transformation, what I really mean is the kind of pleasure that for some reason just grabs you. You know, there's nothing intellectual about it. It's not something clever. It's not about appreciating the art form. It's not about knowing the context or analyzing it. It's something that just feels good. It's something that's got groove. It's something that's got the right taste that just makes you go, mmm. If I had to describe donuts in one word, it wouldn't even be a word. It would be a sound. Like the sound that you make when it's a summer day and it's hot as hell. Like in an advert, right? Like in a commercial, you grab that iced tea and it's all sort of cold and sweaty, the can or the glass or whatever you got. And you take that first big swig of the chilled iced tea and you go, ah, that feeling, that's donuts. And there's another sound that I love that's similar, that comes when you're really deep into a moment, whether it's you're drinking something or you're eating something, or in this case, you're listening to some great hip hop. So earlier this week, it was the birthday of Christopher Wallace, aka Biggie Smalls, aka the notorious B.I.G. You know him. He's one of the biggest rappers of all time. He had an incredible flow. His rhyme patterns were insane, just really dense. Great storyteller, very vivid in his depictions of street life and also fucking and clubs. He could put a picture in your mind. He was very influential. He also pioneered this whole luxury rap fad. You know, today everyone's talking about Gucci's and Moschino's and Versace's. I mean, there's one guy who even calls himself Gucci Mane, but he started this. But anyway, it was Biggie's birthday, so I was listening to his records, two of them, in tribute, and I came across the track Hypnotize, which you're all familiar with, I assume. And right at the start, this happens. Right? That sound. That's a donut. Right from the gut. You know, it's got oomph. You can tell from this that the guy's got rage. He's hungry, you know? I love it. I love it when rappers do a good a good grunt. But it's got to be done right, you know? It's got to come from inside. Rappers do these grunts all the time. Sometimes, like with Biggie, it's kind of an expression of their character, you know, the grit that they got inside. But mostly, it's just like, you know, it's something that they do when they're caught up in the beat. There's a moment where there's maybe a beat missing and it just helps them get going. It helps them keep their groove. Often it'll help carry the beat over to the next verse and tie the verses together. And in those cases, the grunt, it feels natural. Sometimes it almost feels inevitable. Like in this case, ODB's track N asterisk 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 A please.
Nigga, I will bury your bone. A nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home. A nigga, please. Watch your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, I'm immune to all viruses. I get the cocaine, it cleans out my.
If only someone could tell me what N asterisk means. But I was thinking about this, you know, these grunts that you find in classic rap. And I don't know if you've been listening to hip-hop lately, especially that trap stuff, but the rap grunt has almost entirely disappeared, and it's been replaced by something completely different. Something like this.
17, we ain't playing. Hey, 15, car garage. Hey, shit still ain't enough. Hey, bank account got the most.
Question. How did we get from to A? That was Fetty Wap, by the way. Guess what the song is called? Yeah, it's called A. So, I mean, there's some real artistry here. But anyway, there's also a few things going on, and I want to talk about them. So, first of all, in these modern rap tunes, the A really isn't as from the belly. It doesn't really feel like it has that much character. I mean, think of the difference between an angry You feel that guy really means what he just grunted there. And some dude just like letting an A fall out of his mouth. A, It's almost like he's too stoned to even push the A out. It's like it's A just falling out of his mouth. Basically, the new version of the grunt is soft as shit. I guess that's because so many of these rappers got college degrees now. They don't shoot as many people. But don't quote me, I haven't checked the data. Anyway, I don't know. Second interesting thing is that the A is increasingly used as a rhyme with another time you say A. So you literally just write A as a lyric, and it's meant to rhyme with the other times you say A. Which, you know, I think is, well, it's not great writing, but that's where we are, I suppose. And this is all over hip-hop. Drake does it all the time. Like, you know, check out the song Free Smoke. Or Chance the Rapper in Mixtape, he does it. All I can hear is the third, ay. All I can hear is the third, ay. We don't know none of your words, ay. We don't know none of your words, ay. My favorites, Run the Jewels, you know, they do it all the time. I'm the fucking tits, I hold no regard for no fucking myth, ay. I live half my life to give half my cash to these half men, ay. They got half a heart, they give half a fuck. To be fair, this one's quite different. Here, first of all, there is some real Brooklyn oomph. And also the A really is kind of in the background. It's not really a part of the lyrics. But he's still using it. It's still A. It's not Even the biggest rap artist of our time and one of the all-time greats, Kendrick Lamar, he's doing it. Check out Humble. He's got this whole section where it's all this A. It's pretty much become part of the flow now, this A. Like it's, as I said, written into the lyrics. And if you don't believe me, listen to Playboi Carti and Uzi in this interview. And they're kind of joking, but also totally not joking, about how they write their lyrics.
A whole bunch of A's and a whole bunch of yes. That's it. That's all I do. I just say yeah. I say yeah. I tell myself I'm not going to go over 80. I say like 79 yes, and it worked. Yeah. Just yeah. That's all. You know,
I ain't going to lie.
We what you call a mumble rapper. Just yeah. So you say yeah after everything and make it wrong. It don't matter what it is.
Electronic.
Like for real, you can say anything. I just went to the store. Yeah.
For the love.
Yeah. Hey.
Went back to the store.
What? Yeah, you feel me? It's just lit. That's all it's all about.
And this points to a deeper truth. These shitty little hey sounds, they're not spontaneous donut grunts. You know, they're not coming deep from the belly of rappers lost in the groove. They're not even really grunts. They're ad-libs. Ad-libs are little sounds, but sometimes words and expressions, phrases even, that rappers use to fill in some space. They'll rap on top of their pre-recorded lyrics, and there's different types of ad-libs. So you have common versions where a word or a phrase is repeated to reinforce the effect. So, you know, the main verse will have, I just shed inside my chinos, chinos. Also to reinforce, you have the ad-libs that are provided by the hype man. Now, the hype man is a fascinating figure. He's somewhat less common in modern hip-hop, but a hype man is the dude who you always see on stage with the main rapper, and he's sort of just jumping around the stage, and he's there to say dumb shit like, this motherfucker right here! Or if the rapper says that he's the greatest, or he's gonna shoot you or do something nasty to your mother, the hype man will sort of add his seal of approval. He'll say something like, make no mistake, or guaranteed, motherfuckers! He'll be like, if you don't believe my main man that he's gonna shoot you and fuck your mother, I'm here to tell you that that's actually going to happen because I've seen this guy in action. I'm his hype man. I know what's up. And, you know, you'll look at the guy and say, who the fuck are you again? Why should I believe you? I'm sorry. I'm here. I just paid to see Busta Rhymes. I'll take his word for what he says. I don't need you silly dude just jumping around stage with a really big t-shirt on. Anyway, that's the hype man version of the ad-lib, but the most used version of the ad-lib, especially these days, is the catchphrase ad-lib. So basically, at some point, rappers decided that instead of writing lyrics, they just come up with their own ad-libs that they use to fill the beat, and that these ad-libs would give a hint as to their character, their personality, but it would also be like a brand thing. So imagine if your signature was some kind of grunt that you just repeat at the drop of the hat. And some rappers are really good at this, and some are less good at this, but you get some really interesting and weird and funny ad-libs, so I want to share some with you. Let's start with Rick Ross. Rick Ross is a legit old school rapper, and he's famous for, well, grunting a lot. He's kind of like the old school Many think that Rick Ross's trademark grunt is actually a tribute to Notorious B.I.G., who popularized that kind of grunt in his music. So let's listen to a couple of examples. Acceptance from all you outsiders. Had ciphers with Yeezy before his mouth wired. Before his jaw shattered, climbing up the Lord's ladder. We still speeding, running signs like they don't matter. Hater talking never made me mad. Had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Bitch, you weren't with me shooting in the gym. Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm saying. So yeah, you get the point. It's manly. It's angry. It's kind of like what Biggie was doing. It's like a proper donut. Then you have another guy who uses that kind of grunt is Jay-Z. And I'm not a big fan of Jay-Z's grunt because it kind of just sounds like he's fucking and not particularly well. Listen to what I mean. Machines, the green fives, the scene fives, let the thing between my eyes meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in my afterlife, laughing. Fall short, but I turned it around. Choose my steps more wisely. I'm learning the ground. So he's just doing in the background, you know, and he sounds like he's in a really shitty porn movie. Not a huge fan of that. Now, here's where it starts getting interesting. Now, Kanye West, of course, the greatest of all time, right? Now, Kanye West, he's got a bit of range on him because he's got different kinds of ad-libs and grunts. He's got that kind of, you know, I'm in the flow. But with him, it's kind of perfunctory. It's kind of like he's bored. It's a lazy grunt. It's not really being pushed out with all the force. A very famous example is in Gold Digger. Listen to what I mean. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. I mean, Kanye West does some really strange ad-libs, but my favorite one that he does a lot is like when he does, huh? So this one guy did a supercut of some of Kanye's weirdest ad-lib noises, and I'm just going to share a couple of seconds of that with you, but if you want to look at it, and you definitely should, just click on the link in the show notes. There's a huge difference between what he's doing there and what Biggie was doing. Biggie, like, that's a statement. You know, he's telling you some shit. Kanye is like, he's asking you a question. Like, why am I even famous? Then we have animal ad-libs. Now, you might not know that this is a thing, but some rappers decide to go with the old McDonald's had a farm version of the ad-lib. Famously, DMX had his barks. You don't fuck with DMX, he'll bite you. I like this bark. It's gangster. It's very aggressive, you know? But not all the Animal Farm ad-libs are as aggressive as DMX's bark. Birdman, for instance, does a wonderful pigeon-like brrr sound as his ad-lib, and it's gained quite a lot of popularity. In fact, it's used all over the place. Listen to Pharrell do it here on What Happened to That Boy. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? That's unique. Then you have Chance the Rapper's kind of squawk thing. That's kind of animal as well, isn't it? I think that should count. And I know I said it's a squawk, but actually, Chance the Rapper in a tweet explained that that lyric is actually spelled IGH, and he said that if you want to hashtag it, we're more than welcome to. Moving on, I also like the ha. Now, the ha is another very popular rap ad-lib. It's meant to be kind of like laughing, and you might remember that Notorious Big did it at the beginning of Hypnotize, you know, ha, sicker than your average. So he starts with a good ha. Now, you get good versions of the ha, like Biggie, and bad versions of the ha. I think the best ha is Busta Rhymes' ha. His version is just rapid speed to fit his incredibly fast and unique rapid-fire delivery. New York, But what you're getting here is clearly that the ha is just a kind of thing to enhance the rhythm, but it's really background. You can remove the ha's and this would still be a dope-ass track. Now, not so with Juvenile and his song, Ha.
I know you ain't gonna let somebody come and punk you, huh? Stand in front of you, huh? Straight up run you, huh? You know who got that fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh?
I mean, Juvenile is literally using ha as a rhyme here constantly. Like, there's almost no other rhymes here other than ha, huh? That's great. The thing I'm sure you'll be noting here is that unlike the Notorious B.I.G., none of these guys sound like they're in the zone. They're not doing it to just keep up the rhythm. They're doing it because they think it sounds good. Then, of course, you have Migos, the kings of trap, the inventors of the Migos triplet, which has now taken over all of hip-hop. It's just the standard way people rap now, MCs. If you take any random song of theirs, it's basically just ad-libs, the whole thing. I'm not even sure they have real lyrics. I mean, check out Slippery right here. You've got everything. The repetition ad-lib, you've got A, you've got Yeah, you've got Skirt Skirt, you've got Drip Drip, all of it.
I heard your bitch, you got that water. Splash, drip, drip, woo, splash. Hey. Slippery, whoa, excuse me.
And then there's some really weird shit going on. I mean, I just mentioned Skirt Skirt, but Skirt Skirt is used all the time by a rapper called Made in Tokyo, and it's weird because I think he believes that Skirt Skirt is somehow his trademark. I'm not sure why you would think something like that. Now, Lil Yachty, he's doing some branding because his ad-lib is Lil Boat, Lil Boat, Lil Boat, Lil Boat, repeated, and he'll just say it whenever. I think he's playing some subliminal marketing game where he's trying to brainwash us into buying boats. Little ones, though. Oh, there's this one I love. So Chief Keef, he's got an ad-lib that is not bang bang, but bang bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
Well, you know what? I think that's about enough from me and rap grunts and ad-libs today. I don't want to add my voice to the chorus of those saying that hip-hop isn't what it used to be, although we do all know that Wu-Tang is forever. But as far as I'm concerned, a good ad-lib really has got to be like a donut. It's going to make me feel like I'm bouncing, not like I'm so depressed I can barely manage to get a sound out of my lips. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed these. Holla.
Patrick Daniel.
Hey.
Only bitch I fuck with is a cocker spaniel.
Hey.
Yeah. You know I Snapchat my penis. What? I'm a culture genius, yeah. But I get no pussy. I'm gonna ruin your party. You heard me? I just fucking farted.
God damn.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it again. Cause I ain't your friend. I hope your mouth open.
What?
That's what's up. Motherfucker, that's my word. I'm sleepy. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Great Everything. And if you like the show, there's a few ways you can help out. You can leave a review on iTunes or anywhere else you listen to this podcast. Or you can share it, embed it, talk about it on your podcast or write a blog about it. Or you could just add me on the various Twitters and Instagrams out there. But if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call in using Anchor. Or you can look up The Great Everything on Facebook. I have a discussion group there where people talk about literally everything, from ethics to politics to Marvel movies. So if that's your thing, check it out. I hope I see you again here, there, or anywhere else, frankly. Until then, grazie e arrivederci.
Well, arrivederci, Luigi.